Hey. Oh, you do that. Oh. Hello. This is Steve Brookstone here, and this is an audio boo. It's about 9:30 at night. Right. This is going to be quick because I've got to watch something. I don't know what. I've just got to watch something, have a cup of tea. Just got in from Marks and Spencer's. Anyway, how do I start? Right. 7:30 tonight. I got tipped off about the at unfollow club, and for the last 2 hours I've been tweeting a load of nonsense. However, it was quite funny talking about Lidl bags and Tesco bags and Marks and Spencer's and Sainsbury's bags. Mildly amusing. Couple of nice stories on Twitter. But basically what the unfollow club do, they follow a target. They build up their followers. In my case, I think I had about over 300 new followers in the space of 2 hours, which is quite funny. And if I hadn't been tipped off, I would have thought, bloody hell, what's going on here? Something must be going on. And I would have checked out, and obviously a couple of people don't delete their tweets, so it's quite easy and quite quick to see. There's a group called the Unfollow Group, which is a crap name for a group because you find them straight away. So you need to change the name of your group, guys, if you're going to catch people out. It's, I don't know what to say, really. I think I should be quite flattered that they felt I was important enough to follow and then unfollow. But I'm doing a show. There's a show on BBC Two, The Culture Show, next Thursday. And I've had a quick interview talking about cyber sort of bullying. And this isn't, I don't class this as bullying. I mean, for kids it is. I suppose if you had a group of kids going to befriend or hang around with somebody at school, and then all of a sudden they'll decide not to talk to that kid anymore, that kid would feel a bit sad. But I'm like 42 years old, I don't really give a monkeys. But I think it's quite an interesting group, and the motive behind it is quite sinister and quite sad, actually, for people that are younger and maybe not as easygoing as me, I guess. But anyway, it was nice having a bit of fun. I've had a good laugh doing. I'll tell you what's funny, is doing some of the boring tweets and seeing some of the reactions to my boring tweets. And I'd like to apologise to all the people that follow me about my, who are used to my rants and my moaning and my groaning about the New World Order and politics and Egypt and the music industry and the crap music that's out there and the good music. And I'm waffling now, so I'm probably boring everybody. So I'm going to go. Take care. That's 3.5 minutes. Come on, give me a break. Take care. Bye.